I do want to emphasize the existence of the Bento Project gives us the opportunity to re-examine and devote resources to any issue that has to do with how joint positions work, how skeletal animation works, all of that. But over and over again, I've talked about these things in various meetings now, both my user group, the server user group, and now this one. And I keep hearing, oh, it's always been like that. Well, it'll never be fixed. We have to just live with the workarounds. Well, what I'm asking is, let's not assume that, at least for the next few weeks, right? But if I'm going to be able to address them, if we're going to be able to fix them once and for all, we need carefully constructed repros that allow us to understand the problem.
Yeah, that's really the first step for being able to do anything with this as a developer, is we have to be able to bring it up on our system, see the problem, you know, with some degree of regularity. If we can make the problem happen with some degree of regularity, then we can dig down at the, you know, at the viewer code level and say, okay, well, exactly what sequence of events is happening here to try to understand what's causing it. But if we just understand it at a sort of a qualitative level where, okay, some people have seen problems with X, you know, we don't know where to look. And if we do find something that we think is wrong and fix it, we don't really know if we fixed it or not. So, yeah, I just want to agree with Oz that, the more kind of specific repros we can get, the better for trying to tackle these kinds of things. Yeah, basically we need JIRAs where we have, you know, test data that we can use, and where we have a definite sequence of steps that causes the problem. And say, well, okay, if you take, you know, this avatar and, you know, you attach it and you run this animation, you know, while you've got this AO defined or whatever it is, then you will see X. You know, that's the kind of level where, you know, we understand what we have to do and what problems we'll see as a result of doing that. And that's the point where we can then start to dig down and try to find out what's actually going on, you know, inside the viewer.
Right. And the simpler you can make that case, the better, right? If you give us a 20,000 line AO script that's got 60 options and 400,000 code paths through it, we may or may not end up seeing the same thing you're seeing, right? If you give us something as simple as possible, and preferably, you know, things that work using the new scheme for doing animations, right? The server side scheme, because that is going to have better timing characteristics. Right. Simple scripts for simple avatars. Very well said, Tony.
And the reason for this, just so people, you know, get an understanding, is that if the avatar is complex and there are a lot of animations running around, it's hard to weed out the extraneous info and focus on the problem at hand, right? So that's why we ask for simple things, right? Is to separate the signal from the noise.
Yeah. Yeah. The more consistent the problem is, the easier it is to track down. If we, you know, the worst thing to be trying to find is like a crash that happens 1% of the time. So you keep running the same code over and over and usually nothing happens. And once in a while it crashes, you know, I think we've all had to fix issues like that, and it's not any fun at all. The best case is something where where the problem, you know, always manifests, or at least it happens the majority of the time. So you don't have to spend a lot of time kind of floundering around trying to make the bug happen.